A building that served Preston residents as a library and public space for close to a century before being sold to private owners could soon have protections in place to keep it intact for the next century. The city's senior planning staff is recommending the Preston Carnegie Library Building at 156 Argyle Street N be designated a heritage structure under the Ontario Heritage Act. The city's Municipal Heritage Advisory Committee will discuss the recommendation during a meeting today and is expected to approve the designation, citing the former library's cultural heritage value, before a recommendation heads to council for final approval this spring. The building is owned and occupied by InnerSea, a change management consulting firm that has used the building for office space since 2016. Designed in 1909 by William Edward Binning and built in 1910, the 2.5-story Beaux-Arts Library was funded through the Carnegie Foundation. Andrew Carnegie was a Scottish-American industrialist who built his wealth in the steel industry with the Carnegie Steel Company. He was renowned for funding more than 2,500 free public libraries around the world, including 111 in Ontario. The Preston Library was built under a standardized plan the Carnegie Foundation established in 1905. The classical design features Beaux-Arts architecture on a grand entrance with classical columns and symmetrical windows. A closer view of the entrance's bracketed pediment with decorative bas-relief design set atop Ionic capitals and paired pilasters. City of Cambridge. After a new Preston Public Library was built in 1973, the building on Argyle Street was used by local service clubs and youth groups before being sold to a number of private owners. The change of ownership and use has resulted in several alterations to the interior and exterior, including new windows and doors, and the removal of the original brick chimneys. Despite the changes, staff say several key heritage attributes remain intact and the building's cultural heritage value is largely undiminished. It checks off 5 of the 12 determinants of the city's cultural heritage value criteria when only 2 are necessary for designation. The owner has not indicated either approval or disapproval of the proposed designation. The process is entirely free for the owners and the city provides a heritage landmark plaque if the owner asks for one. The city also pays the fee to register the bylaw on title to the property. Designation makes the building eligible for a designated heritage property grant to help with the costs of maintaining the heritage attributes of the property. Showing hanging light fixtures and decorative pressed metal ceiling. City of Cambridge. This marks the second move to designate a heritage building within the city in as many days. On Tuesday, council voted unanimously to direct city staff to initiate the process to designate 498 Eagle Street North, the former Pattinson Woolen Mill. That property, on the market with a $12 million price tag, is listed along with concept to redevelop it as mixed-use residential complex. The city's recent efforts to protect heritage structures come as Bill 23 threatens the ability municipalities once had to intervene in saving historical buildings from demolition or alteration. The province's Build More Homes Faster Act prevents municipalities from issuing a notice of intention to designate a property once a development application has been filed with the city. It also requires any property listed for designation to meet additional criteria beyond a belief that it's of cultural value or interest. Bill 23 opens the door to ministerial review of designated heritage properties and requires municipalities to either designate all properties listed in its heritage registry within 2 years, or remove them from the registry altogether. The city currently lists close to 500 undesignated properties on its heritage registry.